Me say me can't take another world war. I can't take another world war. A world war one me never born. A world war one me never born. Electronic sources come from the sun. Electronic sources come from the sun. Yet still the man dem a billies a gonna. Yet still the man dem a billies a gonna. The whole world gone to atomic bomb. The whole world gone to atomic bomb. But in this time we don't have money. Say in this time we don't have money. But yet still we have to save energy. Yet still we have to save energy. But me can't take another world wah 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 war. Me can't take another world wah 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 war. Say world war one me never bah wah 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 war. See world war one me never bah wah 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 war. And now is the time they building weapon. And now is the time they building weapon. They even building the neutron bomb. They even building the neutron bomb. But now is the time they build the nuclear. And now is the time they build the nuclear. They build it up here and they build it down there. They build it up here and they build it down there. Oh, and now the Soviet Union and the Chinese man and the American.
but me can't take another world. War, 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 war. Me can't take another world. War, 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 war. A world war, one me never war, 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 one. A world war, one me never war, 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 one. Electronic sources come from the sun. Electronic sources come from the sun. Yet still the man dem a be laser gunner. Yet still the man dem a be laser gunner. The old world gone to atomic bomb. The old world gone to atomic bomb. Now, and dem a talk about the neutron bomb. And dem a talk about the neutron bomb. But me can't take another world war. Me can't take another world war, 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 war. A world war, one me never bow, war, 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 war. A world war, one me never bow, war, 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 war. Say in this time we don't have money. In this time we don't have money. But yet still we have to save energy. Yet still we have to save energy. Me can't take another world war, 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 war.
Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, folks.
I was smoking.
Yeah, it was a bit of a extended disco mix situation going there. I got a bit carried away.
A lot of Lovers Universal Rhythm.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Said.
Let me just have a look. Oh, I deleted it. Yes. No, yeah, the rhythm taken from Johnny Osborne's Lovers Universal. Yes, should say, we're the Night Train. Welcome to Hour 2. So, yeah, that was 2-3 songs that were the same, and then a new one. We kicked off with, had the tail end of Scientist, Dangerous Match 1 from, what's the name of that album?
The Windsor World Cup.
Yes. It's not one of the best, in my opinion. It kind of goes, there's a lot of kind of wah-wah guitar.
Yeah, it's in the period where all of them are great. I'd say, yeah, I'd agree this is one of the lesser good ones. Obviously, Curse of the Vampires is like top tier. Big Showdown.
Yep.
What's the one? I'll have to look it up.
Yes, so that was Dangerous Match 1. They all sort of sound the same, is my take on that. But
yes.
So when it's good, it's really good. When it's not, it's like... so after that, we had from 82 on Greensleeves, Little John and Billy Boyo with Janet Sinclair. A love letter to Janet Sinclair, former advice columnist from the Jamaica Gleaner.
When it was on, I was scared. Who is this woman? Just a great name to be singing in a chorus as well.
Yeah, just like...
It's like so normal.
You're just driving along, or you're at the dance, and then all
imagine
of
a... if that you were called Janet Sinclair.
Yeah, and then somebody puts that on, and you say, oh, God, I don't need my name said that many times. Then after that, so that was from 81, yeah, Little John and Billy Boyo. Then went to another twosome, Clint Eastwood and General Saint with Can't Take Another World War from their album Too Bad DJ from 1981 on Greensleeves.
I was going to say that was another Greensleeves, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a really good God's Jukebox Mark Lamar session they did, which I think isn't on the Mixcloud page, but it is on archive.org. I'll try and dig it out and try and find it because it is very good. The studio sessions are good. Also... you know, the back and forth with them and Mark Lamar is also very enjoyable. So that was kind of the extended disco mixy bit taken care of. And then a last minute addition, because you messaged me to say we hadn't picked anything, but we should.
Yeah, Om Units released his Acid Dub Studies Volume 3.
Yes.
Landed on Friday. And so I completely forgot to pick anything from that. So you came to the rescue.
Yes, and that was The Chase. From, as I said, I've mentioned... Acid Dub Studies 3. If you like that, the good news is the whole album sounds like that ish. I guess it's like, it's quite a lot of different styles to say it's only just, you know, a 303.
Yeah.
And a couple of other things. What I'd give to see that live show though.
Yeah, quick cursory search for Janet Sinclair on Facebook.
Yeah.
A lot of results.
Oh.
Lot. One works at Stockport College. It's one in Glossop as well.
Oh, so hopefully she's picked that up on the airways.
Or if not, just send it over.
Yes, send that one out to all the Janet Sinclairs out there. Right, this is a long one, right? This next one?
Oh, it is. The one I should have picked last week and forgot because that was the anniversary time. But anyway, yeah, Yola Tango. We'll let this one play. It's long, 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 long. Thank you.
He'll make your life
beautiful.
He'll make your life
beautiful.
May you live a nice long life, hope it's. May you live a nice long life, hope it's. If they sling mud, but you bring love, that's. How the KB coming, trying to get a baby something. Abundant, ugly in this world, I come and make it. Hearts are ruined if the parts you're doing ain't. I ignore the cue till I'm sure the root is. Peace in my core, found nothing more. Lived a few scores till I truly saw. It's pure when you see their flaws and they still. May you live a nice long life, hopeless. May you live a nice long life, hopeless. Giving back to the poor, that's what you call. Some are gorgeous, but they in the quarters, eh? When I part, they grieve, pray the mark, I leave. Can end quick, treasure friendship, cause it's. I know that evil, cause I lost some people that were. Free a thousand tears, need a thousand years. It's intuition, knows without vision, always. Took a toll on my body, but the soul probably. May you live a nice long life, hopeless. May you live a nice long life, hopeless. Tether last and born, instead of blasting arms. Treating with the same respect you're seeking is. Deeper speaking, need to be a beaconess. In the darkest night, no starlight is. If you come and listen, what you want description to be. You deceiving poison if you keep avoiding. It's been an awful ride, but still I fought sorry. Toy with wicked and destroy that which is. May you live a nice long life, hopeless. May you live a nice long life, hopeless.
didn't want to do anything after that.
That's a nice slow one, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. So, as we mentioned before, we kicked off with the old tango there, with Night Falls on Hoboken, from their album And Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out from 2000. So that was celebrating 25 years last week, so that's when I should have picked that song.
I'm quite glad you didn't, because I was a bit rusted. The show was all over the place anyway.
You didn't need a slightly song under slightly under 18 minutes long.
No. The challenge for those is always to sneak them in the middle so that the completists can't skip them.
Also, you don't know how long it's going to go. I did warn it was going to be long.
That's true.
Probably didn't think it was going to be that long.
Because if you put it at the end as the final song, which would have been a good place to put it, is it the album opener?
It's the album closer. Okay. But as I've just looked up... I went to see him on that tour. I think it was the first time I ever went to Leadmill, actually. I played at the Leadmill with Sonic Boom, Robin Hitchcock, and New Liners. And they opened with that. This is tremendous. But yeah, there's a good... just digging around online, I found a good interview with him on The Guardian where they're talking about taking... It took him an entire day to figure out how to record it in one piece and keep it short enough to fit on one reel of recording tape. It also involved them... like walking out of the studio to use the feedback in the hallway with some amps and stuff.
Amazing.
Said it was like trying to do an elaborate tracking shot in a movie. You know, you've got like all the things you have to do in the right order.
Yeah, like the Goodfellas through the kitchen.
Exactly, yeah. But it says they owe it to sort of that they recorded in Hoboken, because he said basically when they left Brooklyn, their music got a lot quieter because they went trying to compete with all of the loud bands in the rehearsal space. So they got to play in a nice... quite relaxing town.
If you like the sound of Neola Tengo, they're doing the fundraiser for WFMU, I think, is it next week? I think,
yeah,
I said maybe next
that, yeah.
Saturday or the Saturday after. Basically for $100 you can pledge. I shouldn't be pledging for talking about another station's fundraiser, but here we are. You can, for $100 you can request a song and
they'll just play it.
Yeah. Just give it their best. So I've heard a couple of them. They're good fun, and they're not on the WFMU archive either, so you have to kind of tune in live.
Live only, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, but they'll play whatever you want. Definitely worth, if you've got $100 spare.
You really want to hear them play a song.
Fireball by Pitbull.
After that, you heard Carr, or K.A., I'm not sure how you say his name, actually, but with Beautiful. That was from a 2024 album, The Thief Next to Jesus. His full name, Kasim Ryan, from Brownsville in Brooklyn, started out rapping in the early 90s with a crew called Natural Elements. And in 99, he dropped out, became a firefighter in New York.
Oh, right.
Yeah, until in 2016, he got outed by the New York Post. Because he'd recorded some like anti-police, anti-cop raps, and so they sort of threw him under the bus. But yeah, I only just found out. So I'd heard that song a while ago, but he passed away late last year, aged only 52.
Yes, that's why it rang a bell, because I saw lots of tributes. I was like, I don't even know this.
No,
one.
I didn't know either. But yeah, that's a good song.
Cool. Okay, we're going to go into the final set now. We topped off that one with Serge Gainsbourg, Ballad of Melody Nelson, and I'm not going to send that one out to the long-suffering Alma. It's probably not appropriate, so I'm going to send that, this next one out to her, which is Hassel Adkins, By the Lonesome River.
Even better.
Yeah, I think so.
I take a walk every evening, darling, just alone, down by the Lonesome River, woman, you. Go. call your name.
Thank you.
To end.
I know.
So good.
We should have played it twice.
Yeah.
We can do that. It's our show. We can do what we
yes,
want.
Yes, and also no one would have known.
No.
So, pretty devastating threesome there.
Yes. In hindsight, probably shouldn't have dedicated Hassel Atkins to my other half, because it kind of implies either we're not together or she's dead, neither of which are true. So that was by The Lonesome River from the 1990 recording Moon Over Madison on Norton Records. First heard that on The House of Broken Hearts Part 1, the cassette from Mississippi Tapes. It's a good one. I was also this afternoon watching Wild World of Hassel Atkins on YouTube. It's a 1990 documentary talking to Billy, I can't remember his name, from Norton Records and other people, and him. It's like a couple of, there's one song he's just playing on the top of a car wearing this massive wig, and then just at the end of the thing he just kicks off his organ that he's playing. It's just got, like, it's only half an hour. It's ropey, but it's worth a watch if you want to know more about
rope. I'm not surprised if it's a Hassel Atkins.
Yeah, the Wild World of Hassel Atkins. I'll put a link to that in the show notes for anybody who fancies delving in.
Definitely. After that, more brand new music.
Was it?
Yeah, Drums, a tune for us. This is the opening track from his forthcoming album due out April 25th, entitled Undertangled Silence. It's coming out on Houndstooth. I think it's 6 or 7 years since his last one. So apparently he'd been working on this album for a while, but it had some sort of massive hard drive failure meltdown. Loads of his work, almost all of it. And he sort of pushed through, started all from scratch. And he says, as he's put himself front and centre this time, playing piano, playing harp, it's quite musical, obviously. And this one packs it all in, so you've got like minimalist piano, jazz drumming, vintage jungle breaks.
Yep.
So it's got some deep meditation cuts on there, futurist dancehall, and some high definition acid house all on that album. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. There is a listening party previewed on Bandcamp at. You want to check it out when it goes live, go to there, have a look. Nice page.
It's always the gig that never happened, wasn't it? We had tickets to see him DJ at Yellow Arch.
Yeah.
It's one of the big casualties of the pandemic.
It was. And after that, I heard a supreme slice of early 80s dub.
Yeah. So that was The Detonators with Liftoff from 1980. Produced by John Collins, who went on to produce the Specials' legendary Ghost Town after Jerry Dammers heard that track and got in touch with him. You can kind of hear the link.
Yeah.
But like you were saying, it's hard to place when that was.
Yeah, it sounds... the intro, I was going, it sounds like Joe Meek.
Yep.
So the weird counting and like, it sounds like you're going to go to space, like 50s sound effects. Then after that, it sounded very 90s dub techno, which is funny because we played something like that last week.
Yeah, could have easily snuck into that... electronic music blind test.
That
turned up on the old Blue Sky timeline. Wrong Tom was posted about it because he said at one point he was going to make a dub of it, and I think he's teased a bit of it on Instagram, and it sounds good.
Yeah.
as you'd expect.
So he's got the source.
Yeah, maybe. So that was one I first came across on Reddit, Vintage Obscura, which is when people post weird and sort of weird clips of strange, obscure-ish music from the depths of YouTube. You can get that relatively cheaply, about a tenner.
On a tangent, I should say, check out Ron Tong's piece on Slangtang.
Yes, 40 years old? 50
yeah.
40 years old.
But it's about the date, isn't it? When
yes.
It was actually, trying to figure out when it was released seems to be nigh on impossible.
Yeah, it's funny because I was watching a video about Dancehall this morning and they were talking about, and it said about the wrong date, and it was talking about all the things that he debunked. So, right, we'll close off the show with Smith, Baby, it's You, one I probably should have dedicated to Alma because it's a lot more fitting. Play this and drift off into the night.
Lovely.